Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education regular public Board of Education meeting for November 24th, 2015. Call to order. Our opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Roll call, Sandy, please.
Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Clayton.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner.
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Smith. Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale.
Here.
Mr. Walsh. Sean Nolan. Julia Hohenstein. Matthew Del Garcia. Megan Giaforti. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Our mission statement. Manasquan School District's mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey core curriculum content standards, and function within the community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the committee of the whole and closed executive session of October 13, 2015, and the regular public meeting and closed executive session of October 20, 2015. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Burns, do we have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Muley, any discussion about the minutes? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Abstain.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mr. Gardner.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes to October 13th, abstain from October 20th.
Carried.
Thank you. We're at number 7, our student board representative report, and I will read the following. I'm sorry to inform you that neither myself nor our alternate, Megan, will be able to attend tonight's meeting due to the mandatory homecoming activities being set up by myself and Megan Gianforte. I will give you a quick rundown of this past month's activities and accomplishments. Around the time of Halloween, the executive board met with Mr. Capullo to discuss changing the Halloween costume contest from the auditorium to the gymnasium in order to seat the entire student body. Student Council also managed to run and organize a successful homecoming dance with the help of the yearbook committee with no incidents. The executive board, as well as a few other senior boys, ran the fundraiser No Shave November to raise money for the American Cancer Society. The annual Juniors vs. Seniors Girls Powder Puff Game was a huge success as the crowd was brought to the game and gained much support from friends and families of the girls. For this week, Student Council from all grades is running the homecoming games and decorating throughout the school. Thank you, Matthew Del Garcia. We are now to number 8, our presentations. I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
We are going to be out here.
Before we start our Board of Education recognition, I would just like to wish everyone a happy holiday season as we move into a period of time we call Thanksgiving. We often reflect for a minute on things that we're very thankful for. And if we take a moment to reflect, as I said that, I reflect on just the opportunity to be here this evening. I'm very thankful for the staff and the student body, as well as the community which I represent every day. And having said that, I'm very thankful for my family, who are healthy and happy. So I wish all of you a very healthy and happy Thanksgiving, and I wish you to have what you had in your mind as a reflection for things that you are thankful for, to endure for as long as you needed to endure, to have a great holiday season. Having said that, I'm also very thankful for a Board of Education that is focused on students daily and looking at students and their potential and helping them reach their potential. And I want to thank each and every one of you for this evening, for the time that you give without any financial reimbursement. Thank you for your time away from your families. I appreciate it. I'd like to start our Manasquan Board of Education recognition by focusing on exactly how we select our Students of the Month as we look at our Students of the Month this evening. The students that we represent Manasquan School Community this evening act as role models every day to their peers. They're very academically motivated. They demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom and have a positive school attitude. They're involved in extracurricular activities. With that, over 80% of our student body are actively engaged in extracurricular activities. I think that's a compliment to our staff and our parents. And they also perform school and community service activities. Also this evening, we'll be recognizing for the first time the Elks Teenager of the Month. How did we select the Elks Teenagers of the Month? They were nominated by a teacher. They also demonstrate leadership qualities, character, a sense of self, service, and community through civic or school-related activities. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our high school students of the month of October. Emma Russo, our senior. Emma, are you here this evening? Emma, could you walk forward, please? And you will see. And also a certificate and Wally Bucks for a lunch at the Wally Cafeteria. And also our junior representative, Brendan Gillespie. Brendan? And Brendan, before you sit down, could you just say whatever comes to your mind in regards to Thanksgiving for us to show me how well-versed you are?
I'm not warmed up right now. I just came back from wrestling practice.
Having said that, Brendan is a wrestler and also a notable thespian for us. Does a great job on stage, and that's why I said that. And thank you, Brendan. Thank you. Manasquan Board of Education congratulates our high school students of the month of October representing our sophomore class, Aaron Weber. Aaron? Aaron, could you tell me and who's here this evening what your favorite activity is in school?
In school?
Or out of school. I'm open.
outside of school, I do Taekwondo. Six days a week, and I love it. But inside of school, I'm in a couple of the clubs here, and I've played almost every sport you can think of. I've tried everything here, so I like it.
And I know I see you around a lot, and that's why I asked, and you're a great example of how well-rounded our student body is, and thank you for that, and thank you for sharing. And our freshman representative, Darren Zhao. Darren, are you here this evening? I'll make sure that he gets that certificate. You give him a hand. The Manasquan Board of Education also like to congratulate the elementary school student of the month of October from eighth grade, Liam Pasterlap. Liam? Liam, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you say no. What are you most thankful for this holiday season?
You're thankful for having a happy and healthy family.
Thank you very much. And a super. Before we give our certificate to our selected teenager of the month, I would like to read an excerpt from the teacher that selected this individual. Liz was selected as the Elks Teenager Month for November. She was nominated by Mr. Battaglia, who wrote the following. Liz has gone above and beyond for the past Kriskwanathon. She has shown true leadership by encouraging those around her to get involved. Additionally, in times of uncertainty, or when it is necessary to call someone out on their actions, she is able to do so in a tactful, productive, and respectful manner. She often flies under the radar at Manasquan High School, but I think she exemplifies character, service, and self to the ninth degree. With that, our November Teenager of the Month is Elizabeth Homer, senior. Flying under the radar. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate and also thank for everything that he does for us, our High School Teacher of the Month for October, Jason Bryan, a social studies teacher. Jason.
Thankful the suit still fits.
Go ahead. What are you thankful for?
I was kidding around. I said that the suit still fits. But no, I'm thankful for being here.
That was good.
And thankful to be a part of the Student of the Month recognition program. And I wish that everybody could see all the wonderful things that the teachers write about the students who were nominated. Every month it's a real pleasure to put it together. And I beg not to be nominated because there's so many other great teachers here, but I'm really thankful for being nominated by Emma Russo, and she's a great student as well as all the other students. But thanks again for this recognition. Appreciate it.
Another great example of the talent that's here at Manasquan, I have the opportunity to teach at Georgian Court. And on Tuesdays when I walk to my class, I walk down the hall and I walk the classroom with about 5 or 6 more students than I have. I have 10, Jason has about 15 to 20. And I see him actively engaged with his jacket off, passionately teaching the students, just like he does all day here. And I walk by and I'm very thankful to have someone of your caliber with us. And I want to thank you for what you do for them, what you do for us every day. The Manasquan Board of Education congratulates the Elementary School Teacher of the Month of October, Mark Reed, our math teacher. Mark.
Thank you.
Anything, Mark?
Oh, I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my students. Without them, I wouldn't be even close to what this is. And my coworkers, because they all make me look good.
Tonight, one of the clubs that we will be approving is the Hands Together Club. And I wanted to present this as we spoke this evening as an example of the great things that the students and staff do here at Manasquan that truly make us a magical place. The plan for this club is to have our students create art for an assisted living home, special needs school, a children's hall, and for an organization called Color a Smile. The thing that's really outstanding to me is when I turned the page and I got this explanation of what the club was focused on, and I saw 52 students' names on there. 52 students have expressed their interest in this club with their advisor, Nicole Parabella. I think that is just exceptional, and I needed to present it this evening. Well, we don't need to present this yet, but we'll put it there and pause. With that, tonight we have the, I don't believe we have a slide for the Elementary School Education Foundation, Jesse, do we? All right. Tonight we have the Manasquan Elementary School Education Foundation, who's going to come up and focus on what you have accomplished in regards to raising money for donations, correct? Shall I read the letter, or would you like to read the letter? This letter was addressed to me on November 19th. The Manasquan Elementary School Foundation held its second annual golf outing fundraiser on October 26th at the Manasquan River Golf Club. So many wonderful sponsors, golfers, prize donators, and after-party attendees supported the Manasquan Elementary School Education Foundation, making this event an overwhelming success. This year, we are so excited to announce that we will be able to open our second round of grant giving with, this is just amazing to me, $20,000 in grant funds to be allocated to the Manasquan Elementary School educators. That was a whistle. I don't know where it came from. No, I'm only kidding. That was the window being open. For grant requests, projects for the purposes of enhancing the educational experience for all students and staff of Manasquan Elementary School in the areas of technology and or educational experiences. The grant application process will open on January 8th, and all applications will be due by February 26th. Grant recipients will be awarded on March 2016. Do you want to come up and just say something or stand up so we give you a round of applause so we can say thank you or whatever you would like to do? Somebody, please help me with this. So if you could please say a few words.
Well, thank you for having us here to recognize the Education Foundation. We're really proud of the work that we were able to do this year and last year. One of the fabulous grant applications that we received was from Mrs. Snell and Mrs. O'Hara and Mrs. Walsh, and that was for a laptop cart for the primary grades. Due to financial constraints, we were not able to award that grant, but we were able to apply on their behalf to the Manasquan Bank Charitable Foundation.
All right.
And Mrs. Carrow is here from the Manasquan Bank. Thanks for coming. And Mrs. Walsh and Mrs. Snell were awarded $2,500 towards the purchase of that laptop cart, and we are here to recognize their hard work and their dedication to all of our students, and we thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Could I put you on the spot for a minute?
I'm sorry?
Could I put you on the spot for a minute?
That's fine.
And thank you very much. We're very appreciative of this grant opportunity.
Thank you for everything you do. As you well know, Manasquan Bank has been around for a bit, 41 years, since 1874, and we've always been very keen on giving back to the community and being very involved in the community, so we were privileged and honored to be able to help to fund some of the educational shortfalls. We all recognize the budgetary constraints that schools have these days. We are here, we'll be here, we hopefully will establish a long-term relationship with the foundation. We were able to also support the golf outing as well, so on behalf of the entire family of Manasquan Bank, we thank you for everything that you do for the community as well.
Are you going to bring us the check?
We are going to bring you the check.
Can I meet you halfway?
Yeah. Should we play music?
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Music.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You need
one
big check. They can't really cash those, though. It's kind of
our next presentation will be focused on the Innovation Lab presented by Amy Edwards. And tonight, before the meeting, I handed out a brochure, the Manasquan High School Academy of Engineering. And if you open it up, there's a description of the Innovation Lab that appears on the right-hand side. Amy's also our coordinator of the Engineering Academy, which I'm very proud of. And you can see several of the course descriptions which we will have as the courses that starting our academy this year. And Amy's here this evening to present to us the Innovation Lab and to say a few words about this. If you could, Amy. Thank you.
Good evening,
evening, everyone. So I'm really excited about the Innovation Lab. I was able to present it to our eighth graders when they had our open houses, I guess it was just last week, and it was really exciting. They really seemed to enjoy it. So the Innovation Lab is our non-credit portion of what's become our education, our Academy of Engineering. It started off, I'm actually going to let the video do the talking because I think it's more interesting. The video was put together, it's a video slideshow, the students I put it together. We actually expanded it to include the Academy of Engineering that we've, project we've done already. So you guys have got the brochure. I'm going to show you the slideshow, and then later, if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer questions.
Climbing stairs, opening doors, using hand tools, and even operating vehicles. These capabilities are important because emergency workers never know what the robot will encounter. You will need to program your EV3 robot to distinguish between these different scenarios, perform the necessary task in each room, then return to base. Thank you.
ask you.
Students, we're really excited to put that together for you. So I hope it gives you a sense of what we have done with the space. Actually, as far as incorporating some of the resources into some of the classes, right now it's the astronomy and meteorology class. They have to do proportional ratios for the planets. They actually do a project on it. But one of the projects actually used my little bit so they could make the solar system rotate. So if you have a chance, maybe we'll get Mr. Bryant's son or somebody to push a button and make it rotate for us. Do you want to do that? Can I do it? It's over here. I didn't check to make sure it was connected. I gotta go. Here, see the button? Reach it. Good. Hey! Orbiting solar system. Students thought it was a lot of fun. It really put a little bit of fun into their projects. So, is there anything else you want from me, Dr. Cajun?
I'm fine.
All right.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. If anyone has any questions for me, my contact information is on the brochure.
Thank you. Eric, Mark, would you like some water? Good. Mark, would you like some water?
No, thank you.
Mark?
I'm good.
Good.
Sorry. We're now moving to number 9, Superintendent's Report and Information Items. Dr. Cajun?
Yes. First on the Superintendent's Report is the enrollment. Manasquan High School, 959. Manasquan Elementary School, 633. Total enrollment, 1,592. Second on the Superintendent's Report. Is the attendance comparison and fire drills. Our high school comparison between October 2014 and October 2015. October 2014, the average daily attendance was 942. October 2015, 894. Elementary school, in October 2014, average daily attendance, 603. October 2015, 611. Focusing on our high school fire and safety drills, on October 9th, we did have a fire drill which lasted 8 minutes. On October 27th, we had a lockdown drill that lasted 20 minutes. At the elementary school, October 8th, we had a tabletop security meeting which lasted 20 minutes. And October 20th, we had a fire drill which lasted 5 minutes. Colleen, well done. 5 minutes. That's very good. Focusing on our harassment, intimidation, and bullying report for the month of October. At the elementary school, we had two incidents that were both considered not harassment, intimidation, bullying, but counseling with the substance abuse coordinator was recommended. And at the high school, we had one determined HIB situation with counseling with the substance abuse coordinator, also the remediation that was focused on for that particular student. I would also like to focus on Victory Road as the presentation before I end my superintendent's report. But before I get to that, I just wanted to acknowledge the negotiations process that took here between the teachers and the committee that was chosen by the board president for their contract. And as I do that, I'm going to turn this over to our board president to focus on exactly how well that went. Tom?
Yes, just briefly, I want to thank the committee, Mr. Clayton, Mr. Serino, the co-chair, Mr. Fiore, and myself. We were able to work through the process rather quickly. It was more than amicable with the association, and what sometimes takes years took us a little over 4 months this time. And we're very pleased that the process is over and that everything went as well as it did. I want to thank the board of the MEA. And the people from both sides of the street that spent, countless hours going through not just the memorandum of agreement, but working with the salary guides and all the things that are necessary to move forward. I mean, somebody from each element of the association has to take time out and sit on the board and negotiate for their part of the association. So I want to thank all of them for not just the time they put in, but for doing it and making it as simple as those processes can be. I mean, it's never simple, but this was about as smooth as it could be. And I think everyone walked away satisfied. So I want to thank again the board, the committee, and the associations on both sides of the street. Thank you.
Having said that, it was extremely respectful and collaborative, and that's saying a lot for a negotiations process. I'm also thankful for that. Regarding Victory Road, it was a presentation that we had, and we had 1,200 students there from our sending districts, as well as from our elementary school and our high school. And we did have a survey taking of the students, focusing on the speaker's message and presentation and how they felt, the students, related to the topic, as well as was the speaker able to hold my interest, and would you like to hear additional speakers like this? And we did get some favorable responses from the students. The two things that did come out of this was that an hour and a half was kind of long for the students, and sometimes the message was over the students' head. We do have a second round on December 21st of the Victory Road speakers coming in, and Trevor Mawad, a mental conditioning coach, will be the speaker who is coming in. And he is one of sports' most recognized mental performance coaches. He's consulted with a variety of elite organizations in both sports and in business. He is known for being the mental coach to Seattle Seahawks quarterback and Super Bowl champion, Russell Wilson. He has worked closely with the best coaches in college. And Nick Saban, the Alabama Crimson Tide coach, is one that stands out. He's also worked for 6 seasons with the Florida State football coach. And he's going to be focusing on leadership and how to develop leadership capabilities. And we then will evaluate that as well to see if we are going to move forward with Victory Road and this speaker series. But we felt we'd try one more time to have to juxtapose two different speakers and to see how the students felt about those. So that will be happening on December 21st. And anybody, you're all welcome to come if you'd like to and hear him speak to see how he relates.
December 21st.
Yes.
So may I make a comment?
You sure may.
At the Delmar meeting last week, we had 9 of the 10 eighth graders who were invited. And everything might not be from your perspective, you know, perfect right out of the chute, but all of the nine kids that were there wrote several paragraphs, got up in front of the board, talked about what they enjoyed about the program, what the impact of the speaker was. So I would strongly urge that you find it made a big impact on the kids at Belmar. All of them were you know, quite happy to get up and talk with the board at last Thursday's meeting. So I think this is really valuable on a lot of levels. And one of the levels is inviting a certain amount of the sending district eighth graders to be at high school presentations and things like that. Very positively received, and the kids were great last week, and I would urge us to take a look and.
Well, that's great information.
And strongly
thank you.
Move, you know, and fine tune it. You know, an
yes.
hour and a half might be too long, and there may be some other things. But believe me, that speaker impacted some kids from Belmar. I'll tell you that.
Awesome, thank you, Mark. And with that, that closes my superintendent's report.
Do we have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Serino, do we have a second? Mr. Catani?
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Carried.
We are to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, the Manasquan general items. Is everyone okay if we put together 11 through 24? Anybody need anything separate out of 11 through 24? Give me a second to look. Okay. Do we have a motion for items 11 through 24, please? Mr. Burns, a second. Mrs. DePalma, any discussion on any of these items? Sandy, please.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carried.
And the Manasquan Sending District items, we have number 25 through number 35. Would anybody need anything separated on those items? Do we have a motion for items 25 through 35? Mr. Gardner, second. Mr. Vitale, any discussion on any of those items? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mr. Gardner.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Abstain from Kim Reed and Richard Reed. Yes to all others.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mrs. Smith. I'm sorry. Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
Carried.
We are now to old and new business. Does anyone have any old business for the board to listen to?
I just had a question with the new plan that's going out for vote. Are you going to have any meetings like we did last time for the public to go over besides the board meetings? Will there be a town hall meeting? Will there be anything?
Mm-hmm. I think everyone in there did we hand out the action plan, or are we going to get that in the packet tomorrow, Lynn?
Tomorrow
you'll be getting the action plan that I have put together. I do not have a community meeting on that, because that's something I wanted to talk to you about, if you felt that it would be something that would be valuable for us. I think, yes, I mean, I want to do everything that we feel we didn't do the last time, and things that we did do the last time that we felt were valuable. So answer that question, yes, but we need a date for when we think that would be good.
What did you, you know, you and Mr. Pellegrino and Lynn were probably the one, you know, the ones who were every single event. What was the most turnout? What do you think is the most?
I've been very critical with myself and looking in the mirror and saying, what could we have done better? And I think there are two things that we could have done better. And I make myself responsible for that. And it was to focus on those people who were not registered to vote and make some type of process and procedure that was lengthy to get those people registered to vote first. And the second thing that I think I did not do a good job with was generating interest on our alumni side to get them interested in the project. I sort of delegated that, and I think that we should have taken that on and maybe focused on having a committee developed. So one of the things I would like to do is to develop a committee of people that I feel have a direct connection to the alumni to get them motivated, because it's not something that people just say, it's something people really believe, that there's a rich and deep tradition at Manasquan. And I think we have to tap into that and ask people who are associated with for help. So those are two things I think we could do better that I'm focusing on. To answer your question, I think that the community meeting that we have gave people an opportunity who questioned what we were doing to come out and question us. And I thought that gave us an opportunity to present what we needed to present in regards to the financial piece. And we took every opportunity to do that. I don't know what the value added with that was other than that. I think that still gave people an opportunity to look at us and not change their mind and say no. I don't think that changed anybody's mind. But I think that brings a community to a level of an awareness. And so, I don't know if I answered your question, Heather. I didn't. I could see it in your eyes. Lynn, what do you think we generate the most from with everything that we did for the referendum?
I want to say, maybe my question wasn't posed correctly. The most turnout. You know, you went and visited and opened yourselves up for
the largest group was the public forum or whatever, the town hall meeting. Yes, that was the largest group that we presented to.
It was probably 150 people.
Yeah. It was close to, about 120.
Okay.
So do you think that would be something to go out with again to explain the difference between the two and the affordability and all the
sure.
things that we did at the board? Because, I mean, we can see we don't get much of a turnout.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. January 5th, I believe, is the date, the last date that you can register if you're not registered to vote. And I would suggest we do this after that. So it's not going to be something that we can glean some voters from. But I think since January 26th is several weeks after the holidays, that right in the middle of that, if we had our town hall meeting and we put an ad in the paper, one of the things I would like to utilize now that we couldn't utilize when we had over the summer in August was having the students in school. And we could send a lot of things through backpack flyers and emails and home with the students and put it on a TV station. And instead of advertising by paying publishers to do that advertising, mm-hmm. or advertise that way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm with that. Good. Okay.
Any other old or new business? All right. We are to our second public forum on any items, agenda or otherwise. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, there's no executive session for this evening. So I will say the four most important words that you'll hear at this meeting. Go Squan, beat Wall. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yep.
Mr. Catani, seconded by Mr. Vitale. Anybody opposed?